It's a lot better than the 10 Zoom meetings you've been on today.
This may take a couple of days, maybe more.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000 and listen to Waddle and Sylvie on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
By the way, welcome to everyone, no matter where you're listening, the ESPN Chicago app. Take it with you. Get your live shows from ESPN 1000. You get your on-demand shows. So if you miss our show, you want the podcast, anything on demand, right at the touch of a button. You also got the...
Right on the button.
I believe we're going to do the pod this week early. Crosstalk Unhinged. Huge. People love it.
Can't wait for it. You got to get it done.
We're going to get it done tomorrow. So because we've got stuff at the end of the week. So we're going to be dropping a new Crosstalk Unhinged fairly early this week. So be on the lookout for that. Shout out to everyone on Twitch. Great group in there as always. It's a way that you can watch, listen, and also react in real time to the show. It's twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. I know a lot of you are back in your cars now, judging by the traffic. Make sure you preset us number one on your car radio, AM 1000 for the P1 Club. That's what we refer to as P1s. Preset one on your radio dial. So there's something going around, a picture of the cup snake. Abdal, I think, may have been quoting from something like this earlier. And you need to explain this to me because I think we're flaunting a fake size. I think we're making things, or at least the way we're measuring, I don't believe we're measuring things accurately.
Okay.
So it says the cup snake was 150 foot long. Fine. Whatever. 150 feet long. But they say there are roughly 24 cups per foot. And it comes out to $43,200 when you measure all that. My question is that when you do the math, you're telling me an inch is two cups? Because if it's 24 per cup.
I was told there'd be no math today.
Yeah, it's 12 times 2. So it's 2 cups is an inch. The 2 cups is not an inch. 2 cups, the from one rim of the cup to the other rim of the cup, that's like it's a quarter of an inch, right?
Pardon the expression, yeah.
It's a third of an inch. Rim to rim, baby.
I think what you're trying to say is that the cup snake was a grower and not a shower.
Yeah, I think we're flaunted. I think we're exaggerating our size. I think many people have been caught doing this. What do you mean? 2 cups is an inch.
Let it be known on the record that the button man is not happy with the size of the cup snake.
Here's 2 coffee cups.
Who's not happy about the?
The button man.
Button man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this really, I mean, who came up with 2 cups equals an inch?
Listen, if Sylvie was out there, he'd have Dixie cups.
Who came up with average?
If he could choose between the giant cup snake or a couple of Dixie cups, my man would have chosen Dixie cups.
What cups?
Oh, Dixie cups.
It's when you put the elephant in the room.
Oh, okay.
Literally.
What is the elephant? Here, I'm trying to show you.
Yeah, sure. That's not an inch.
These are 2 coffee cups.
Yeah. 4 cups is probably an inch,
okay,
right?
Okay, so what you're saying is if we're measuring,
What if you don't put it all the way in there, though, Tom?
Well, then, I mean, that's how the cup snake is made, though.
Who's really enjoying that, Chris? The cup snake then has to be handled more.
If you're measuring it this way, then... That's bigger than an inch. So you're measuring it from the rim to the rim. Rim to rim, like Cap used to say. And from one of the cups to the next. That's not an inch. Am I going to get the cups per foot?
Those are the last 3 minutes of my life back ever? No? Okay, what do you say then? How many cups is...
They're saying 24 cups make up a foot. Now,
okay.
I'm calling BS.
Because at the curve of the cup snake...
Don't you need promo code ESPN for that?
I'm just saying, at the curve...
Bluetooth.com, guys.
Those rims come apart. But if you got it packed in there tightly...
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got that in there pretty tight there,
Tom. But I think that's how the cups pull it out a little.
What if I did that? I mean, it's different. But
now you're playing the measuring game.
Yeah.
You know,
they're going to be together. Like, I bet you it's probably 5 for an inch.
I'd say 4 to 5 is an inch. Yeah.
So I think the math is wrong. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm pro cup steak.
At the end of the day, what did we just decide?
Huh?
What did we just decide? I don't recall. So
that we're measuring the snake wrong.
That we want to remeasure.
We're exaggerating how large the snake is.
Okay, so you're saying that if you do the math, 24 cups per foot, you're suggesting that.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah, I'm with you. That would be, yeah, I'm with you.
So you're saying that could be a $60,000 snake and a $30,000 snake.
Could be, yeah, could be.
Yeah, if it's truly 150 feet long. And it went from, like, the top of the scoreboard, or went, not to the top of the scoreboard, but it went, like, towards the base of the scoreboard.
No, somebody
all
was
the way
scaling
down.
The scoreboard. Yes, somebody was rappelling down from the scoreboard with a giant snake.
Shauna told us it was much bigger in person than it was on TV.
And more enjoyable than the game.
I mean, usually it is.
Wrigleyville.
You would hope.
Wrigleyville.
There were a lot of stereotypes. I want to get to that here at 3 after the call. David first in Downers. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, David?
Yeah, so 2 years ago, you guys were talking about taking kids. So I took my 16-year-old son, my dad, myself, and my brother. And on the way down there, I happened to tell him, like, hey, Barstool says you can't build cup snakes. So, of course, my 16-year-old says, that's my mission. I'm building a cup snake. So he starts asking everybody around him, hey, give me your cups, give me your cups. He ends up building one probably, you know, 25, 30 feet. And, you know, the usher grabs him in about the seventh inning and tries to throw him out of the game or tries to throw him out of the park. And I go down there like, really? He's 16-year-old. He's throwing him out. He didn't know he could do this, even though, of course, he did. But they never gave a reason. They just said you can't do that and wanted to toss him out of the game.
David, it's their rules, but I mean, I think that's like Jokic getting thrown out of the game last night.
Yeah,
where
that was not good.
That's sort of like using your power for bad. Like, if you don't want cup snakes being made, I think you just break it up and you don't eject people. I mean, come on. People are just looking for a good time.
Yeah, and he even told him, like, hey, I'm trying to help you out. It's less you got to clean up at the end of the game.
Well, not unless everyone walks the cup snake into the cup snake garbage can.
That's the thing that everyone was saying is don't then throw it on the ground and make all the workers clean it up. It would be nice then,
if everybody takes a good portion of the snake and throws it away.
All right, coming up in 2 short minutes, because of the cup snake, I'm getting tweets of a lot of stereotypes from the north side. All right, or about the north side. And we will play you some great stuff from both sides of town and their sweeps. It's coming up in 2 short minutes.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
A quick White Sox update for you. I believe Garcia will play third tonight. Moncada is out with a cold. So that's a little
congestion.
Yeah, cold and congestion.
Yeah, needs a little.
Cold still exists.
Vitamin C and a Claritin D.
Yeah, a little stuffy.
So, White Sox baseball at 6:30. And then the Aloy news that we just broke in with in the last 15 minutes that he is getting cleared here for baseball activities. That will be a minimum of 4 weeks in Arizona, then a rehab stint after that. We could see him at the end of July.
Boom.
If we're doing our math correct here, and a lot of people were worried if he'd...
A lot of math in today's show.
Yeah, you got to count sometimes.
You know what I do when I get a cold? I subscribe to National Bourbon Day. I have a nice tall glass of bourbon.
That's how just Carmen lives.
Yeah.
Carmen, this is like National Bourbon Day. How is this day any different than the 364 that Carmen lives that isn't National Bourbon Day?
Day that ends in a Y. I'm going to save the Barry Bonds is friendly and nice and has a smile on his face story for about 4:15 because I need to...
Dogs are awesome.
Yes. Here's the title of this next story. Explosive Diarrhea Halts Production on NBC's Ultimate Slip and Slide Competition Show.
Oh, whoa. They have a slip and slide show and they had a little bit of a slipping and sliding going on in the pants?
It's officially a crappy situation. Production on NBC's upcoming competition show Ultimate Slip and Slide halted after more than 36 crew members were sickened by an outbreak of what's been described as awful explosive diarrhea.
Is that from the slide? From the slip and slide?
The sickening conditions left people collapsing on set and being forced to run into porta potties. Oh. A source with knowledge of the incident told the paper, "The health and safety of everyone on our set is our number one priority. So, out of an abundance of caution, we have made the decision to stop production of Ultimate Slip and Slide at the current location." Many infected crew members blamed the mess on a lack of fresh, clean water being used in the slip and slide competitions.
Isn't that like priority number one?
They just use the backyard hose like everybody else does?
I don't even think that. It sounds like they're using
sewage. Hook up the hose to someone's backyard.
Funny you say that, because the quote from NBC last month, this Wet and Wild new series takes the spirit of the classic backyard slide and transforms it into a real-life water park full of gigantic slippery rides with the chance to take home a big cash prize or poop your shorts.
You know what they say, Waddle? Waddle, the production is in the crapper.
Awful crappy situation. Now it's time for the nuttiest story of the day, brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, a night with Screwball.
And it's bound to get a little bit nutty.
Lobster diver injured when caught in whale's mouth.
Oof.
Let's go to Barnstable, Mass. A commercial lobster diver who got caught in the mouth of a humpback whale off the coast of Cape Cod on Friday morning said he thought he was going to die. Michael Packard was released from Cape Cod Hospital. He says he was 45 feet deep in the waters off Provincetown when all of a sudden I felt this huge bump and everything went dark. He thought he'd been attacked by a shark, common in the area waters, but then realized he could not feel any teeth and he wasn't in any pain. Then I realized, oh my God.
I'm in the whale's belly.
I'm in a whale's mouth and he's trying to swallow me. Ooh. And I thought to myself, okay, this is it. I'm going to die. He thought of his wife and children. He estimates he was in the whale's mouth for about 30 seconds, but continued to breathe because he still had his breathing apparatus in. Ooh. Then the whale surfaced, shook its head, and spit him out. He was rescued by his crewmate in the surface boats.
Where would that rank on a way to die? Where, like, the whale doesn't chew you, but it swallows you whole.
You become whale poop.
And you have enough breathing on where you would get into the belly, and you know it's going to go. I mean, that's got to be...
That's nightmare fuel for me. I like tonight when I go to bed and that's on my mind. There will be
claustrophobic.
You
mean
you guys didn't dream of being Pinocchio when you were kids?
No, I did not. I did wake up Saturday, like at 2:30 in the morning in a pool of sweat, my heart beating about 300 beats a minute because I was having a dream that I was caught underneath a fence and I couldn't get out. And I woke up in a panic, and I didn't get back to sleep until like 4
in the morning. Like which fence? Just fence?
I don't know. That's all I remember is being stuck in a fence.
You were stuck in the fence?
Underneath the fence, trying to go underneath it.
Trying to get out of jail?
I don't know what it was, but I couldn't get back to sleep until 4 in the morning.
Wow.
It was a panic dream. Hey, you want to play a game?
Yeah!
Get ready to play the game that's sweeping the nation. Public drunkenness. Exotic animals. Dumb criminals. Random stabbings. Or maybe just some good old-fashioned debauchery. Everything's on the table. It's the Sunshine State versus the Buckeye State as we play Florida or Ohio. Da-da. And as always, listeners, feel free to play along at home.
Tampa. Florida Ohio is brought to you by Manscaped, the leader in male grooming from head to toe in Florida, Ohio, and across the globe. Make sure you use promo code...
Chicago. Well, Dolly had the triple play last night.
I've heard this story twice.
I had a haircut with the lawnmower 3.0. Mm-hmm. I manscaped with the 3.0. And I shaved my face. Not with the lawnmower, but that's what you call... The Manscaped trifecta.
Do you want to turn around for everybody and show us the Bryant?
Yeah, you have the Chris Bryant. Your wife, Allie,
I'll zoom in for everybody.
Gave you the Chris Bryant cut. So she, like, shaved your head, the back of your head. Don't lean back. Yeah, there you go, like that.
Hold on, I'm zooming in. Hold on. Yeah, see
like
how
you see this area?
You got the point.
Here. I can't see it at all. Yeah, like right there.
Lean your head back a little bit. There you go. Yeah, it's like a point.
Saves me a ton of money on haircuts. Yeah.
It kind of looks like the back here. Do you guys remember in the 90s, everyone had the bowl cut?
You're saying I look like I have a bowl cut?
Yeah, the
on the back. Look at the back. Look at the back there.
Right here,
a little floppy on the back.
Right? Little peaky blinders.
Blinders, actually. Yeah, it's good.
A little floppy underneath.
Yeah, it's cool.
I don't mind the flop.
Man steals bow and arrow, shoots at people in a van.
That's Cincinnati. Like, you don't use bow and arrows in Florida.
Man was arrested after people say he stole a bow and arrow and used it to shoot at a van with people inside of it.
Vans are popular in Cincinnati.
They're popular everywhere.
More so in Cincinnati. People, I'm going to Ohio.
Police say the around 8:20 a.m. after witnesses say a man later identified as 24-year-old Gerontios Guinness. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Was shooting at people with a bow and arrow.
Yeah. Wow. You know, this is an alligator hunter, a crocodile, whatever they have down in the swamps.
They don't they use guns for that?
I don't know. One guy could use a bow and arrow. I'm going Florida.
That guy's usually dead.
Gainesville. It's Florida.
Okay.
A man stole a bow and arrow and shot at people in a van in Warren, Ohio.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Good call, Waddle.
The land of bow and arrows.
We have some football stuff to discuss. We have news on Allen Robinson. And, let's celebrate the you-know-what show it is in Green Bay. It's up in 2 minutes.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
This was pretty incredible because I watched the video after you alerted me of the story earlier in the day. This was going on in the IDOT bullpen. Before the show, I was watching this video that you told me about with Barry Bonds. And remember, driving responsibly in construction and work zones really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online or through social media, lifeordeathillinois.com.
Barry actually had a dog in the 145th Westminster Dog Show. How about that? Miniature Schnauzer participated in the Terrier group during the event.
I tweeted the video to Cap earlier today, and I said, was this a lot like your interview with Barry Bonds back in the early 2000s? Because he was one of the most disagreeable guys ever.
Yeah.
With teammates.
Salty, nasty.
Right. With everybody.
Yeah.
Teammates, with fans, yeah. with the media. This wasn't just a guy who didn't like interviews.
Just wasn't pleasant.
He didn't like you. He was not a pleasant man.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden I see him at
all
the...
All smiles.
He's all smiles. Talking
you guys
about
want to take a listen to it?
Yeah, this is fan. Just hearing him talk about a schnauzer with a smile on my face, I'm like, who is this guy?
You know him as a Major League Baseball star, but today, Barry Bonds is a proud dog owner. Your first time at Westminster, your dog is about to go and show. First of all, what got you into dogs and dog shows?
About 25 years, my sister got a miniature schnauzer, and then I got one with her, and ever since then, she does all the work. I'm not going to sit there and say I do. I don't do much. My sister does it all. I support her to death. She's my best friend in the whole wide world. And this is just amazing just to be here, to see it. It's beautiful. I've watched it on TV many of years. But to actually be here is amazing. And to actually have a dog here makes it even more gratifying.
It's incredibly special. You're going to love this experience. Okay, when Rocky's out there today, are you going to be nervous like when you competed at all or not in the least?
No, the reward is getting here. You know, he qualified and that's the reward. It's like what I sit there and say when I play baseball. It's just getting there. And I've been to a lot of playoffs and I've been to the World Series. I never won for 22 years and I kept trying. But the actual thing is just the work ethic, how you do, how you get there. And, you know, I'm just proud that he's here. I'm not expecting anything. I'm not looking at him. I'm not nervous. I'm just proud that he did a great job and he qualified to get here.
You're a good dog dad. You know that?
Thank you.
Now get away from me.
This guy talking about miniature schnauzers with his sister.
Yeah.
Like he didn't want to be at the All-Star game. He didn't want to be in the postseason.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be at the way. He wasn't happy at the World Series.
Oh,
and now
man.
All of a sudden you bring him to
he's,
the dog
he's got
show.
Two of them too. Just getting here is worth it.
He's
just
got two.
Here is winning.
Rocky and Apollo, his two miniature schnauzers. Just such a good time. You were belly laughing the whole time as it was going on.
Because if you knew the type of guy that Barry Bonds was,
he was universally, you know, like, acknowledged as not being a friendly dude.
Probably one of the worst guys to ever approach in any professional sport. And again, this isn't just a media thing. This is as a fan. Like if you would go to Barry Bonds, he would treat you poorly.
Not if you brought your dog to the ballpark.
Miniature schnauzers turn things around. Like even Jeff Kent used to get into fights, right?
Yes. He didn't like his own teammates. He likes puppies. I mean, thank goodness it's not a Pekingese. It's a miniature schnauzer.
Like he snapped a cap at Wrigley, and like I think someone from the Giants came over and yelled at Barry Bonds, like the way
what
you're
was
treating
yelling
people.
A cap for
just like
and he, then the
invading his space the, or like talking to him.
The Giants person yelled at Bonds, and Cap screamed, "Take that!
Take that! Oh God!" That's my favorite new thing, is Jonathan yelling the "Oh God" all the time. All right, in 2 minutes. We're talking about Chicago baseball. The best story in baseball? That in 2 minutes.